up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
A memorial bike ride on Sunday remembered two Laguna Beach cyclists killed on South Coast Highway in recent months. About 200 riders and friends participated with an invocation and speeches by close friends and family of Deborah Deem and John Colvin. The ceremony closed with a bicycle ride from Laguna to Newport Coast, where riders dropped flower petals along the training route used by Colvin and Deem. The Laguna Beach High School class of 1984 will get together for its 30-year reunion this week. The reunion takes place Saturday at the Women's Club. Organizers are still hoping more people will find out and attend. Organizers Julie Eppringham Gillespie and Mindy Pack Curtis know there are at least 10 reasons their classmates might procrastinate, such as the extra 20 pounds they've gained since graduation and the lack of a spouse, a date, or something to wear. But 84 grads put that aside and are committed to coming and catching up with friends from 30 years ago. The weekend festivities begin at 6 p.m. on Friday at Hennessy's Tavern and resume Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at the Woman's Club. Nearly 100 military veterans from the Long Beach, Loma Linda, and San Diego Veterans Hospitals and from the Barstow Veterans Home took in the mysteries of the art detective at the Pageant of the Masters last week. They joined the audience at the invitation of the Laguna Beach American Legion Post 222 and Festival Board Member Lucia McLeod. Caltrans will close the southbound 133 off-ramp to Barranca Parkway on Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The closure is necessary for crews to perform guardrail repair. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at 1 Laguna.